In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're on the final paragraph, the final lesson that Jesus is giving to Louisa on this great gift. And it's volume 31, October 9th, 1932. The sweet sound of the bell, each other's ecstasy of the creator and of the creature. So we're going to learn a little bit about this bell. And if you go to the miraculous image of Our Lady of the Greca, this was a miraculous image like the image of Guadalupe, Our Lady of Guadalupe. It's an image that came from heaven in Corrado at that tower. It's the Greek tower, the fortress that surrounded Corrado years ago. That's where the church is, Our Lady of the Greca Church, Our Lady of the Greek. And the miraculous image has this bell and also has the symbol of the Pope. Also has the symbol of Jesus and Mary. It's a miraculous picture that shows what's going to happen. It shows what's going to happen. So, my daughter Louisa, what a sweet memory is the creation of Adam. Adam was created in an ecstasy of our divine love. So much was our divine love that we, God, remained enraptured before our own work of Adam. So when God breathed this image and likeness of God into Adam, God was enraptured. He was in ecstasy looking at what he has created. Now, if you've ever met artists who have painted or sculpted something, musicians, there is something like they say a muse. You what you create, you look and you go, how did that happen? It's an amazing thing for artists to see beauty out of, you know, a pencil drawing or a painting or a sculpture or music. Where did this come from? God said when he created Adam, he was so beautiful that enraptured God before our work, and that we put forth into the light. This beauty enraptured us, triune God, with which we had invested Adam. So as he breathed into Adam, this ruah of God, this breath of God, what came out of Adam was the image and likeness of God. It was like a mirror. The sanctity enraptured us, which we had filled Adam with, the form, the harmony, enraptured us with which we had formed Adam. See the ecstasy that God is in. He is so in love with humanity that he breathed into Adam the image and likeness of God. So all of creation in paradise looked at Adam and they said, there's the image and likeness of God. And they obeyed Adam. Whatever you want, Adam, we will do. Why? You are the image. You're the likeness of God. What was Adam's DNA? What did it look like? The image and likeness of God. What does our DNA look like? Get old, wrinkled, gray-haired, and become food for worms. What God is going to bring us back to is what he breathed into Adam. But even more than that, it's the true life of Jesus, the new Adam, the true life of Mary, the new Eve. It's doubled the pleasure, doubled the fun. This is what's coming with God. He's going to fill humanity with more, this abundant love, this abundant light, this abundant life of God. So he says, Adam's prerogatives, every quality of Adam was an ecstasy of love that we, triune God, felt, and it enraptured us, triune God, to love Adam with divine love. So that our divine love remained shaken, subjugated, and putting us, God, in ecstasy. Where's humanity now? Most are away from God. And he wants to see again what he breathed into Adam. He wants to see that in us. That's why he's given us the divine will. When you read the divine will, you're learning how and why God is going to do this. Read, study, put this into practice. Learn these knowledges that Jesus breathed into Louisa. Learn these truths. Learn these manifestations. Learn these promises that Jesus has given to Louisa. She says, so our divine love remained shaken, subjugated, putting us, God, into ecstasy. It made us arise in us the workings, the imperishable love towards Adam, towards mankind. And in this ecstasy of love, enraptured as we were, we didn't mind to anything. No limits were put forth. We showed off so much in loving Adam and enriching Adam with all the goods that didn't remain in any void, so that his love might be full for God, the triune God, and thus able to enrapture the triune God, to love God, to love Adam continuously. That's what's happening. That's what God breathed into Adam. That's what he breathed into us. He says, I want you to return to your origin. I want you to return back to this divine, I love you, that God breathed into Adam. God says, I want to humanity to return to enter into this ecstasy of love. That's why when Adam sinned, Jesus said to Louisa, Adam fell from such a height that it was a miracle that he survived, a miracle that we're alive. We're going to look at this body in the new era. We're going to look at this and we're going to say we were living dead compared to the abundant life that God has breathed into us. Living dead compared to the abundant life. Our Lord has got such great plans. He needs us to cooperate. So what has he done? He's given us the book of heaven. He's teaching us how and why this is going to happen. And he's encouraging us to return back to our origin. How do we do this? Jesus shows us the way and the how the kingdom's going to be established. It's the fulfillment of the Our Father, the way and the how. So Jesus says this, whence only the memory of how man was created repeats for us our loving ecstasy towards him. That's why Louisa always goes back to the Garden of Eden. She always goes back there to watch God create Adam, to participate in this creation of Adam with her eyes, to participate in this. And God is asking us to allow him to take us where he wants. So he says the main gift that he's given to humanity, the main thing he's given to humanity in the divine will is bilocation. It's not the bilocation of the saints. It's what Jesus wants to take us to. It's what Jesus has planned from the beginning of time. He knows what he wants for us. And when we say yes to God, when we give our fiat to God, he says, okay, let me show you what I've planned for you. So he says, the memory of how Adam was created repeats for us our loving ecstasy towards Adam. Now, Louisa, who turns in our divine will, and we with Louisa, as Louisa finds our works that were prepared in order to create Adam, it sounds the bell in order to call all of humanity, past, present, and future, to recognize this love towards mankind. It's a bell. It's a bell. It reminds us, wake up, look what God's doing. So he says, the sweet sound, the sweet bell calls our attention to reawaken our divine love and makes us arise in our ecstasy of love towards humanity. He's not going to forget this, but when we remember Adam, it's a bell. The bell that's on the image of Our Lady of the Greca. That's Louisa. He says, Louisa, you are the bell that I will ring continuously until all mankind comes into the kingdom. Bells are great. You know, you can exercise, the priests can exercise bells. And when they ring, the seven prayers, the seven psalms, the demons has to hear that. And when you ring the bell and say, Jesus, calling on the name of the name, holy name of the Lord, the demons flee. Bells are really important. That's why in the church, they would ring the bells before Mass. They would ring the bells at the Sanctus. They'd ring the bells at the consecration of the host. Ring the bells at the consecration of the wine. Ring the bells before receiving Holy Communion to drive the demons away so that you can be alone with God. Bells are beautiful. Bells are powerful. It's like exercise salt, exercise water, exercise oil, exercise chalk, exercise bells. The church gives us everything. And when we use the sacraments and sacramentals, the demons can't be near us. Wait to see what God's got planned. He says, this ecstasy of our love towards humanity, the ecstasy signifies a total re-pouring toward the one triune God who loves us and the one Louisa who comes into our will, and we with Louisa holds the strength to make the triune God undergo God's divine ecstasy of love so that God flows in Louisa and flows into us with the divine power that the triune God puts the creature, Louisa, in ecstasy for us, which puts us with Louisa in ecstasy for God, the triune God, so that nothing remains for us, Louisa, and all flows into the Supreme Being. It's breathing in and breathing out this I love you. It's this ecstasy of love that God is calling us to. It's a new beginning for humanity, but it's really not new. Jesus is showing us this is what he did with Adam. And now he wants to do this for all humanity. We have been redeemed. Now Jesus says, I want to sanctify you. That's what you find in the book of heaven. As you read this, as you study this, as you put this into practice, you're beginning to be taught by Jesus the lessons that he gave to Louisa. How great is this? How magnificent is this? He says very, very clearly, a re-pouring of oneself into each other happens. The one into the other into the one. You breathe in. We breathe in this divine I love you. We breathe this divine I love you back to God. It's this competition of I love yous. This is what the divine will does. It brings us to this ecstasy. This is what Jesus is looking for. He says very clearly, therefore, there is nothing that pleases us, triune God, more than to see Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa in that same divine will in which Louisa and we were created. To contemplate our works, to know them. This is the book of heaven. Contemplating and knowing these truths. To feel the pulsations of our divine love in every created thing possesses. Everything that possesses this life, it was the outfit that we God prepared to give Adam in creating so many things of all of creation. So all of creation helps us begin to understand the love of God. Jesus says this very, very, very clearly. Now, who receives the life of the good that the created things contains? Who makes use of this outfit so splendid with right? It is Louisa and the souls of Louisa, the souls linked to Louisa, who know them. By knowing them, they find our palpitating love, they find our working divine will, and they love them with the loves in them that the Supreme Will, who so very much loves Louisa, and the souls linked to Louisa. Those that want to learn these truths, these knowledges that Jesus has given to Louisa. So he says, therefore, be attentive. Again, be attentive to me is read, study, put into practice. Know what Jesus is saying. And the constant interning of in our works so that we, God, give each other the hand of loving each other. God is doing this. He's showing us what he did with Adam. He's showing us what he did with the Blessed Mother. Now he's showing us what he did with Louisa. And he's saying, now this return is coming. Return back to our origin. So he says, we, God, put another ecstasy with a utility that you will make use of the great outfit, this garment of love, this life, this love, this nobility, with so much love that your Creator has given to you. He's given us the Book of Heaven. And he's saying, as you've learned this, as you study this, these lessons, Jesus says, you will begin to live this divine nobility again, this divine nobility that I gave to Adam. And now, through Louisa, it's going to be re-given to all of humanity. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that all the little children of the holy divine will be divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.